I have a guest joining us this morning. Kate Olson is in with us this morning. She's the Cass County Extension Program Coordinator. We're going to talk a little bit about a project that is really extension-wide. It's entitled Midlife and Beyond, and we're going to talk a little bit about that with Kate. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a little young to be talking about midlife, aren't
well,
you?
Well, we're all getting closer to midlife every day. That's what I say.
Well, apparently, looking at this news release, some of us are already there. I said I thought I was still young until I read this. Oh, well.
That's all right.
We all age, right?
That's right.
It's a necessary evil in life. Well, trying to take a look at what they're calling the whole picture. I mentioned that this is kind of an extension-wide, an Iowa State University-wide kind of project. Can you talk about where it comes from?
Right. It comes from in our family's college at Iowa State. In most cases, we have specific programming that would focus on, say, nutrition or parenting or well-being or something like that. This is a broader scope project that looks at the whole picture, whole person well-being, your social supports, your availability of fitness and nutrition. And what it aims to do is take a small community like the ones in Cass County and get some residents together to have discussions about what opportunities are there for you as a person mid-aged and beyond in this small community in Cass County, Iowa. What opportunities are there for you to grow as a person, to grow in your community, to what support structures are in place, what support structures are not in place, what things in your community could be changed or improved to make it a better quality of living in this community that you live in. The way that we do that is we get a group of 8 to 12 people together and we sit down. We're trying to get a diverse group of people together, so maybe people that normally wouldn't necessarily interact, some people that are very involved in the community, some people that maybe are not as involved in the community or are, you know, recently retired to the community. A very diverse group of people to talk about their personal experiences of living in and interacting with others in that community. Mm-hmm. And then as the conversations evolve, these are conversations that happen in a series of conversations over 4 weeks. We'll meet once a week for 4 weeks. As those conversations evolve from what's it like right now, we start talking about what would we like it to be like, assuming we're going to keep living in this community for another 5-10 years. And as our role within the community changes, what would we like for there to be available in this community? And then the final session, we move to how can we as a group start doing things to make that happen in this community? So we start talking about our current experiences, and then we look forward a little bit into the future. And then eventually we take our future visions and try and figure out some action steps that we can start taking now to maybe get in that direction. And then we look for some follow-up project opportunities to maybe get more of the community involved in making some of that vision happen.
I was going to ask you, are you looking for concerns or solutions? But I think you've already answered that. Sounds like right. You're looking a little bit for both.
Right. We're looking for a little bit of both. We want folks at the first session, like we said, is just a lot of sharing about what your current experience is, whether that's something you think is going really well in the community. You know, we just had this new group start and we think it's fantastic and we would like to see that keep going. Or, you know, I've always thought we should have an XYZ, whatever that may be, and we've never had one, or we've tried it and never gotten it off the ground. How could we make that happen? What are people seeing in their community that either is there and doing well, they'd like to either keep it going or build on it, or what are some opportunities they feel the community is missing, or that now that maybe they have a different role in the community, what are some things that they never really realized were not available in the community, or things that really need to be there to support that next phase of life?
Well, I think if most people have been paying attention for the last many years or decades, they realize that Iowa tends to be a little bit of an older state. We're older than some of the states, say, on the East or the West Coasts. A lot of the states here in the Midwest tend to be like that. Folks tend to grow up here.
Yes.
And stay here most of their lives. It's a good place to be. But it also creates an aging issue as well. And is that why that they're really starting to want to look at this stuff right now?
That is. And the counties that they're really pushing this in do tend to be more of the rural communities. Like you said, people either grow up here and stay here. In a lot of cases, people tend to move back here once they get older, or they want to come back here and, you know, have their children finish school here or something like that. So Cass County, I believe statewide, we're a little higher than the average for aging. We have over 50% of the population of Cass County during the 2010 census was over age 45, which, like you mentioned,
We're aging.
Midlife and beyond. The target population is age 45 and older. That certainly does not preclude anyone who's interested in participating in the study circles. In other communities, they've had people in their 20s that have been very interested in getting involved in this as a community revitalization effort. But we certainly would like to have some more of that older population represented as well to give the firsthand experience of what they feel is going on in the community and what they'd like to see.
You're really bringing me down this morning.
I'm not trying. Think of the opportunity to have your voice heard.
Keeps reminding me about my age. You're doing a couple of different study circles then? You're going to do a couple of different groups?
We're doing a couple of different groups, and we'd like to actually expand it out even more. So this is my little plug. These groups are led by teams of trained volunteers. We have 4 trained volunteers in Cass County right now, so we're doing 2 circles for now. We would love to get more volunteers on board, and we will be probably repeating this down the road in other Cass County communities as well. So if other communities are interested, if you'd like to have this come to your community, by all means, give us a call. We'd love to come down and visit. The 2 communities we're piloting in right now, just because of location and who we have trained, we've got a group meeting in Oneida and a group meeting in Atlantic, and those will start meeting next week, so the 23rd and the 25th of October. So the group that meets in Atlantic will be meeting on Tuesdays. So starting October 23rd in Atlantic, they'll be meeting at the Extension office. Both of these groups will be meeting from 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon. We realize we're meeting through the winter months here, and we don't want to be keeping people out too late at night because we can run into some weather concerns there. The meetings will be going through the middle of November. The group in Oneida will be meeting on Thursdays at the Community Center in Oneida starting the 25th of October, and again running to the middle of November, running on that every week schedule for 4 weeks.
So you're looking, now you talked about diversity, you're looking for,
yes,
kind of a diverse group. Now usually when you hear diversity, you're thinking about race, ethnicity, those kinds of things. That's not really what we're talking about here. You're looking for,
right,
people that are diverse in all ways.
Right.
The way they think about certain things, the way they were brought up. They might not be from here originally. They might be from a big city, but come,
right,
here later on in life. You know, they might have all kinds of different interests and things, and a variety of different, kind of a direction too. Some folks might be really into recreation. Some folks might be really into libraries and things. You know, you find all kinds of different types of thoughts here. But do they all need to be
midlife and,
yeah,
beyond?
Yeah, like me, 45 and over.
No, they don't. They don't need to all be in that age group. Like I said, we would welcome anyone who is interested in participating.
Okay.
This is really a discussion about the core of the community and the resources of the community. Like you mentioned, we'd like to make this group as diverse as possible. We'd like to have people involved that have had all roles within the community, from people who've been very active throughout their entire life in the community to people who maybe lived in the community but worked outside the community and really weren't involved in the community per se. You know, people who've had a variety of positions, a variety of perspectives in the community. We want to make sure that there's no piece of the community that we're leaving out when we're doing these evaluations.
Sure. So everyone's welcome to participate in this. You just ask them to call and register.
Yes, we want them to call and register so we know who's coming. We're looking for 8 to 12 people in each location. Any more than that, and we really lose the big group discussion feel that we're going for. And we do want them to call just so we know who's coming. We can plan for that, have all the materials we need. We'll try and have, you know, some light snacks and drinks at each. So we want to make sure we have enough for everybody, have enough materials for everybody. But mostly we just want to know who's coming, who's interested, and want to make sure that when we do show up for these meetings, we've got folks there. So
no cost.
No cost. Absolutely no cost. So
what happens with whatever data that you collect, whatever notes and ideas and things that you come up with? Is that forwarded on then?
Some of the basics are forwarded on. The College of Family Consumer Sciences at Iowa State, like I mentioned, is interested in this project. So people will be doing a pre-survey and a post-survey just to see how much they got out of this project. It's a new, they've really not done a cross-disciplinary project like this before, and so the people that developed the program really want to know if it's working, what people that are participating in these circles are getting out of it, and if it's interesting to them, if they'd like to see more things like this happening in their community. One of the other things that is a potential follow-up to these study circles is a volunteer lifestyle guide program, which is basically these projects that come out of the study circles. How, depending on how big they are, they could grow into something that more of the community needs to be involved in. So this, we're looking at this to kind of be a jumping board for other projects that could happen in the community. This has taken various forms in some of the other communities that have piloted it, to just, you know, a good discussion circle all the way to creating a stepping board for a community-wide project.
So there is a test.
Well, it's a survey, but
okay.
It's a test of your own opinion, which if you get that wrong...
You're really struggling.
Yeah.
So if you would like to have input on basically what is the quality of life in our small communities
Absolutely.
Now and what could it be down the road, then this is probably something for you.
Yes, and we would love to have you participate in that conversation.
Very good. Just make the phone call.
Yep, absolutely. Give us a call at the Extension Office, 243-1132. You can also, there's a little more information on this project on our website, so just look up Cass County, Iowa State Extension. Or you can email us, stop by the office. We'd connect with us any way you'd like.
Great. Kate, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jim.